Today on episode number 545, we've got a really cool because of my podcast story. It's really cool because it's from somebody who podcasts with seven kids. How do you podcast with seven kids in the house? That's amazing. And we're also going to take a peek at Amazon and go, look, that's a huge company. Any lessons there from that company that we can apply to podcasting? And yes, there are. We're going to take a look at our podcast glossary and knock off the K's. There's a quick little podcast rewind. We've got a brand new podcast that's launched from a member of the School of Podcasting. And Bernie's on the nip. Hit it, ladies.
School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're brand new to the show, look, I've been helping people understand technology for over 20 years, and I'm going to help you massage your message. I'm going to help you tackle the technology. I'm going to help you face your fears and flatten that learning curve and get you on the road to a successful podcast. Our website is schoolpodcasting.com. If you would like to start your podcast, simply go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/start, scroll down, use the coupon code LISTENER. Now, for the record, this coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER, is nowhere on the website. That's only for you because you're listening right now, and you can use that to save on a single course or sign up for the monthly membership and get access to all of our 16 courses today. All right, before we get to the show, I'm going to peel back the curtain just a little bit. You guys ready? Yeah, that's right. What happens when you don't sleep well, eat a lot of crappy food, and go from 78 degrees in Florida to 36 degrees in Ohio? You come up with a kick butt cold.
Go!
And that's when it's really cool to have some people behind you to pick up the slack. And I'm talking about Danny and Aaron Osment. These are the people over at Emerald City Productions. You can find them at emeraldcitypro.com/SOP. This is a full-service recording studio in Tennessee. They've been around since 2009. And if you're thinking about starting a podcast, or you would like help making your current show sound better, or you're just interested in voice coaching to improve your videos and webinars, Emerald City Productions will make you sound the best. Now, listen to this. You ready? Got a pencil, paper? Your first four episodes are only $15 each. That's amazing. And then after that, it goes up to $40, which is still a killer deal. And you're like, but Dave, what? $15, what are they going to do? Just look at it? Nope. They're going to add your intro, your outro, any advertisements. They're going to remove your ums and your nose and anything else like that. We're talking noise reduction, balancing, dynamic processing, EQ, mastering, encoding. They're going to add your ID3 tags. Check them out, emeraldcitypro.com/SOP. But check this out. They do more than just podcast. Emerald City Productions can provide production for podcast or any audio you are working on. So you got audiobooks in the plans for 2017? What about audio for videos? Emerald City Productions can help you with that. Just go to emeraldcitypro.com/SOP. That's emeraldcitypro.com/SOP. I do need to say thank you to some really cool people in Florida. I am recovering from my trip to Tampa, Florida, where I did a talk to the Tampa Bay business owners. A really great group of people. It was awesome to meet them. The group was great. I was happy with my presentation and some other great things that happened there. I got to meet Scott Johnson from the Computer Tutor Show. You can find him at computertutorflorida.com. And what was great about that is Scott and I hung out with Neil Galarte and Willie Harper, who are part of the Messengers documentary crew, and we got to see some behind-the-scenes footage of that. And one of the footage was a shot of my apartment, and Scott got to see Bernie. And I think he was more excited to see Bernie than he was to see me. We will have some clips of Bernie, by the way, today. Later in the trip, here's what I got to do. I got to freak out a parrot. I got to feed Scooter the horse by hand, which ties in nicely with this year being kind of the year of me doing things that made me uncomfortable. But Scooter was a great horse and very, very gentle. I got to eat French fries with gravy on them, courtesy of Glenn the Geek from HorseRadioNetwork.com. I got to hang out again with Neil and Willie from The Messengers. Got to hang out with Chris Kermitzos of Podfest.us. I even got to bust out a guitar and sing happy birthday to Katie Kermitzos of BizWomenRock.com. And speaking of podcast, there is a podcast for Podfest, and I'll put a link to that out in the show notes. It's just called the Podfest Chronicles. And everything we talk about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/545. Going back a second, I did get to hang out at Glenn's kind of headquarters, horseradionetwork.com HQ. And Glenn the Geek has been on the show multiple times. If you want to hear it, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Glenn. That's with two N's and the number one. And it is obvious why this man is just crushing it. And the reason he is making money with his podcast is he is running his podcast like a business. He spends hours preparing for his live show, and he does multiple shows every week, all live. And he's doing that so he doesn't sound like an idiot. And as I was going through the show with him, they actually put me to work. His show runs like a well-oiled machine. It was amazing, but they did put me to work. Here's a little clip.
If you have a horse, cow...
Wait a minute, Dave.
Oh.
This one's from Alabama, which means you need to do your best Southern accent.
My best Southern accent?
Yes, because
accent.
Yes, that's required when you read ads when they're from the South. Yes.
Y'all got manure? If you have horse, cow, rabbit, pig, or any other farm poo, we can use it, and we want it. We have plenty of space to drop off as many loads of poo as you have. We use it to fertilize our gardens and trees, so we're always needing more around here, and we'd love to take that stinky stuff off your hands or trailer. We can also pick up small loads in our truck depending on your location. We appreciate your droppings. Text or call us to schedule a drop-off or pickup. There we go. Got manure, y'all? Money for poo. It doesn't get much better than that.
So thanks to everyone for making me feel so welcome. Thanks to the Tampa Bay business owners. Thanks to Chris, Willie, and Neil and Scott and Glenn and Jen, his wife. It was awesome. And of course, Scooter and Nigel.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
One of the things I've always said about a podcast, whether you want it or not, you're going to be seen as an expert. And in some cases, you're going to be seen as the media. And today we're going to hear from Sherry Fields. Now, Sherry is awesome. You ready for this? I want to know how you find any quiet room in your house when you have seven children. Yeah, Sherry produces the Creation Science for Kids show. You can find that at creationscience4kids.com.
Hi, Dave. This is Sherry Fields from the Creation Science for Kids show, and I want to tell you my because of my podcast story. My family was already going to be on a road trip and stopping at Lexington, Kentucky on our way north, and I realized it was pretty close to the Ark Encounter, which is like the Mecca, a destination that just opened for my niche, but it's pretty pricey. It was going to be $40 for me and for my 13-year-old and then for my kids. So I thought, let me see if I can get and tell them that I do my podcast and see what they can do for me. I got an email back a few days later, and they said I could have two media passes. What's really, really cool is that they said these media passes were for credentialed professional journalists. It was super exciting telling my 13-year-old daughter, hey, we're credentialed professional journalists. Not only did we get to go and get free parking included, but I also asked if there was anybody available that I could interview. Turned out we got to go visit the design studio where all the people who make the models and the things they use for the Ark in person in their studio. We got to meet the guy who's in charge of it, and he was excited to meet us, which I thought that just blew my mind. And we got to see behind the scenes where they were painting the models and got to see some stuff that I get to help leak to the public. All of this with a podcast that I've been running for almost 2 years now with my kids. We're up to episode 47, and I told them we only get about 200 downloads in the time that Ralph Walsh keeps track of that 45-day period, but they still were thrilled to have us. It was such a delight and a blessing, and all that because of my podcast. Thanks, Dave Jackson, for all you do. Your podcast is always my favorite every year, but there are other people that tell you that. Merry Christmas. Bye.
That's cool. Anytime you can get your 13-year-old to think you're still cool, that is awesome. Sherry, thank you so much for sending that in. Again, you can find her at creationscience4kids.com. That's creationscience4kids.com. If you have a Because of My Podcast story, I would love to hear it. Simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, and you can see there are a number of ways that you can send that story in. Don't be shy. Send it on in. If you're new to the show, I love to reverse engineer stuff. And what I mean by this is if I'm watching a TV show and I like it, okay, why do I like it? If I'm watching a movie, a book, whatever it is, I like to kind of go, what's got you attracted to this? Why do you like this? And so recently, I bought an Amazon Echo. And let's just start right here. What the heck is an Amazon Alexa? Well, there's an Amazon Echo, an Amazon Dot, and an Amazon Tap. And they kind of all do more or less the same thing, and that is you can control these devices with this voice activation system known as Alexa. So you can basically say things to these devices, and I can actually turn, I have mine now set up to turn off my lights in my office, turn off the lights downstairs, all sorts of fun stuff. In fact, now you can even control your Amazon Fire TV with your voice. And if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/545, you will see where I actually have a link over to a buyer's guide for this. In fact, I actually started another podcast kind of as a test. I'm testing some stuff with it called Alexa Cast. If you go to alexacast.com, you can see that. So the reason I bought this is I heard you had the ability to go, Alexa, add eggs to the grocery list. And I went, oh, that's cool. And the more I examine the Amazon company, the more I said, you know, there are things that podcasters can learn from this company, because if you haven't heard of them, you're dead. I mean, everybody has heard of Amazon, especially now as I record this. It's December 18th, 2016, and we're all loving our Amazon Prime, which is a system you can sign up for and you get free two-day shipping. Now, it costs about $100, but if you buy enough things there, it kind of pays for itself. So here's the first thing I noticed about Amazon. When you think about it, if you go to Amazon.com, they make it really easy to find stuff. Their search is always at the top of the page. You don't have to search for the search. And Amazon understands their customers may want a number of things because they sell everything now. And I mean, they sell everything. And so they make it easy to find. And so as podcasters, you need a search button that is easy to find. I am somewhat guilty of this. I often have my search button in the middle of the page or someplace that you have to scroll down to see it. And depending on what your podcasts are, if your podcast episodes can kind of be kind of seen as a reference where people might be coming to your show to search for a specific topic, well, don't make it hard to find the search box. You can also use categories. Now, here's what categories do. This is a WordPress thing. So if you're not using WordPress, see if your system will do this. I'll give you an example. I do a podcast, it's rarely ever done, called Building a Better Dave. It's just where I want to talk about whatever the heck I want to talk about. You can find it at betterdave.com. And at the top of that page, you can see where I've categorized things as laugh, cry, think, groan. So if you want to hear Dave doing something that he thought was funny, you could click on the laugh button, because I've categorized different posts to say, all right, this one is funny. This one makes you think. And so when you click on those buttons, you can make links using those categories to say, hey, and they kind of act like a filter. I have X amount of posts here. Only show the ones that are categorized as funny. So if you're doing a show and some of it is about finance, some of it is about time management, some of it is about nutrition, whatever it is, right? You have multiple categories. You can set up categories and then put links on your menu system to filter out only those types of things. So Amazon makes it easy to find stuff. The more easy it is to find stuff, the more your audience is going to, well, find it, consume it, like it, and hopefully subscribe. And we'll talk about that. Amazon has very much a customer-first mentality. Any research into Amazon, and I did quite a few for this, and you'll read how they make all decisions based on serving the customer. They're spending money on items they believe will better serve the customer. So when you're thinking about purchasing some equipment for your podcast, you need to ask yourself if purchasing this is going to serve you or your audience. Because sometimes we're like, oh, I'm going to buy this cool microphone. Okay, well, is it really going to benefit your audience? Now, if your first microphone is just hideous, okay. But sometimes you might want to ask yourself, what could I do to benefit the audience? They are very much customer first. In fact, they had a project lead. His name is Ian McAllister. And on Quora, now if you've ever heard of Quora, it's Quora.com. This is a place where people go to ask questions. And between you and me, some of the questions you just want to go, gosh, if there was only a big giant search engine that you could put that question into and find an answer. But if you're doing a cooking show or if you're doing a show about fitness, you might go over to Quora because you can get ideas for episodes with that. But the project lead, Ian McAllister, said, we try to work backwards from the customer rather than starting with an idea for a product and trying to bolt customers onto it. So they don't go, hey, let's build this thing and then we can convince our customers to buy it. They're going to our customers and seeing what they want and then building it. So when someone approaches you to be a guest on your show, which does happen from time to time, you might want to think, will my audience want to hear what this person wants to talk about, right? Think about everything through the ears and the eyes of your customer. The other thing they do is personalized recommendations, right? You go out to Amazon, you buy something, and the next thing you know, people that bought this also bought this. They're trying to be helpful. And I don't know about you, but there are times that I'm like, ooh, I didn't know that. And it'll lead me down a rabbit trail and I'll end up buying more stuff. So what you can do is if you're using WordPress, there are plugins that you can add that will add related links to other episodes on your site. So when, let's say, somebody listens to topic A, there could be more shows about topic A. And at the bottom of the post, this plugin would say, if you like this episode, check out this, this, that, and that. And they're all related topics. Now, there are quite a few plugins for this. In fact, there's one that's called Yet Another Related WordPress Post Plugin. And from what I understand, I have not loaded this, but it has a ton of features. And from different reviews I read, it can be a bit of a resource hog. There's another one just simply called Related WordPress Post. It's a little lighter weight, meaning it doesn't take up as much resources on your website. And it looks like it's pretty easy to set up. You kind of go through this setup process. It asks you to kind of go through your different topics, and it basically sets up these related posts. Now, if you're using Appendipity Themes, which is one of my favorite themes for podcasts, it's a podcast or it's a WordPress theme specifically built for podcasters. This related post kind of reference is already built into the theme. Now, you can turn that off, but I kind of like it. So Amazon uses personalized recommendations. You can turn this on your website. Here's another thing about Amazon that I was like, ooh, you know what? That's good. And that is they don't always win. But they do try, and I completely forgot about this. Do you remember the Amazon Fire Phone? I didn't. I mean, when they said it, I was like, oh, yeah. And then it was like, whatever happened to that? Well, whatever happened to it was it tanked. Like, it went nowhere. Like, they just said, hey, can you give me some egg and just smash it onto my face? And so that if you're like, the fire what? That tells you how much of an impact it had in the phone space. It's a little crowded over there. And so not everything they do is perfect, but they're not afraid to try. In fact, I looked into it. They've done some things that kind of tried to compete with Groupon. They've done some things with local kind of searching, and I'd never heard of any of these things. But they try, and I like that because if you're not trying new things, then you're not, you know, you have to try new things to succeed at new things. And not everything is going to work. Even if you're going backwards from the customer, maybe you didn't go right. Maybe you didn't get enough research from your customers. But I was like, wow, that's pretty cool that they do that. We always joke here on the School of Podcasting that nobody's going to punch you in the face if you try something new and that your podcast is a recipe. It's not a statue. So if you want to try something new, you can. And one of the cool things about the Alexa voice activation system is it's cloud-based. So they're constantly adding new features to the Alexa system. In fact, I could actually turn on Alexa and ask her, what new features do you have? And she will tell you what came with the latest update. Again, making it easy for me to understand what's new. Like, I just found out she does some really cool stuff where I could actually say, I've got nutmeg, cinnamon, brown sugar, and some chicken. And she could somehow maybe come up with some sort of recipe where I could throw all that stuff together. that's kind of interesting. Alexa is very, very handy in the kitchen. If you're a cooking person, check that out. Now, something else, we talked about plugins before, and I didn't even realize this, but I was reading one article. Amazon keeps their pages loading fast. And I thought about that. I've never gone to Amazon and had to wait for things to load. And they did this study, and after analyzing the ratio of sales to website performance, Amazon discovered that for every 100 milliseconds of page load time, there was a decrease of 1% in sales. So how fast does your website need to be? Many usability experts propose the ideal page load time is 2 seconds or less. And you can actually test your kind of page load time by going to webpagetest.org. But this is where sometimes we just keep adding plugin after plugin after plugin after plugin after plugin, and all of a sudden it takes an hour for our website to load. So you might want to keep that in mind as well. Now, granted, we're not selling stuff, not in all cases, on our website. But nonetheless, you don't want people sitting there going, well, I'm waiting for this picture to load. So we can be careful with loading lots of plugins on our website, especially if they're going to slow down our site. That's why I mentioned that when I was reading up about the Yet Another Related WordPress Post plugin, one of the things I heard was it's a bit of a resource hog, which could, again, slow down your website. Now, one of the things you can do with the Alexa voice activation system is you can do fun stuff. In fact, if you Google the phrase Alexa Easter eggs, you can find all sorts of goofy things that you can get this thing to say. For example, Alexa, what is your quest?
To seek the Holy Grail.
Exactly. So they make it fun. And so this is where podcasts, I understand if you're doing a serious, I'm doing a serious news show, that maybe you don't want to make it fun. Okay, I get that. But on the other hand, if you can make it fun, a lot of people love stuff that is a little more light and funny. It's not quite so serious, but I understand if you're doing, you know, if I'm Lee Silverstein and I'm doing the colon cancer podcast, kind of hard to yuck it up when you're talking about colon cancer. But if anybody could do it, it would be Lee. He was on the show a little while back. If you want to check that out at our website, schoolpodcasting.com. And I'll have links to that out in the show notes at schoolpodcasting.com/455. Almost lost 100 episodes there. Something else. And this is where I was like, oh, this is the true reason that these things exist. The one thing they do, and it doesn't matter whether it's a dot, a tap, these are all the same things. It's the Alexa thing, is you can order stuff. Super easy. Check this out. I'm going to turn this on. Alexa, order Angel Soft toilet paper.
Amazon's choice for Angel Soft toilet paper is Angel Soft toilet paper. 48 double rolls. It's $23.42 total including tax. Would you like to buy it?
Alexa, stop. And she's gone. Now, if I'd said yes, that stuff would be on the way. Can't get a whole lot easier. Now, if you're like, hey, hold on a second, I have kids in the house, you can put in some code so that she just won't order everything because they're like, Alexa, order me a new bike. Yeah, that could be a problem. So, but you can see how it's super easy to order. Because in the end, isn't that what Amazon wants? They want you to buy stuff. Yes, they want you to have fun. Yes, they want you to keep track of your schedule and the weather and the news. But in the end, they want you to buy stuff. So what can podcasters learn from this? Podcasters who are saying, find me in iTunes, have not ever tried to find something in iTunes, in my opinion. You are missing a golden opportunity to lead your customers by the hand and show them exactly how to subscribe to your show. This week, I mentioned that I was hanging out with Glenn the Geek down in Florida, and Glenn runs the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com, and Glenn knows that his audience isn't that techie, so he leads them seriously by the hand on how to subscribe to his show. And many, many, many moons ago, back in the day, I used to work in a grocery store when I was 16. And if somebody asked me, hey, Dave, do you know where the lima beans are? I would stop whatever I was doing. I would take them to it instead of going, it's in aisle 6. Because they go to aisle 6 and, oh, great, there's only 500 different items in aisle 6. I would take them to it and make sure that they could reach it. So if it's maybe a little older woman and it's on the top shelf, I would reach it for her. I wanted to see that product go into their cart. And I would also, while I was there, ask them if there was anything else they were looking for. So I don't go back to building my display or whatever is doing then and then come back and go, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I also need, you know, whatever. So I made sure they were completely taken care of. Bottom line was I made it easy for them to buy that. And so as podcasters, what we can do is if you're like, I don't even know like what my show is in iTunes, you can go into iTunes, click on the store, and in the upper right-hand corner, type the name of your show. And hopefully, it should show up. If you can't find it, type in your name if you're listed as the author. And hey, why shouldn't you be? And you should find yourself unless you have a name like Dave Jackson and there's like 50 of you. So when you find that, right-click on your artwork and you can copy that artwork. Then go out to your website, add a button to your website, and attach that link to that button. And of course, there's a tutorial in the School of Podcasting that shows you how to do that in our promoting your podcast section. But that's one of the things you can do. Instead of saying, find me in iTunes, you can have a button that people click on it. They click on it, they subscribe, and now you have a subscriber. Because as much people say, it's about ratings and reviews. No, it's not. It's about subscribers. And you want subscribers. That way, the next time you come out with a show, it just automatically downloads. And really, as we kind of wrap this up, and I looked into Amazon, really what they want is they want to be your right arm. They want to be integrated into your life. And when I traveled this week into Florida, it was kind of weird to wake up and not go, hey, Alexa, what's the weather outside? What's new? And get my news and get have Alexa wake me up. I didn't get the weather. I didn't hear any of my custom news, things like that. And so it was kind of weird to not have her because she's kind of part of my routine now. And it's weird because I'm talking about a robot and yet I call her she. Yes, I know that. But if you can podcast on a regular schedule, now you don't have to. But if you can put out something on a regular schedule, you can become part of your audience's routine. So like I said, Amazon, definitely one of the biggest companies on the planet. And when I pulled them apart and said, why are they so good? These are the things that I went, you know what? As podcasters, we can learn some stuff from these folks.
In case you missed it, it's time for a podcast rewind.
I was on episode number 509 of the Solopreneur Hour with Michael O'Neill. Michael was on this show a couple weeks back, and he was nice enough to return the invite. That's not why I asked him to come on the show, but it was nice that he retaliated. Keep in mind, that is not an automatic thing. Just because you have somebody on their show doesn't mean you'll have them or they'll have you on their show. But we got into a lot of different topics, which is what Michael does. We talked a little bit about music. We talked about my back history. And here's a quick clip. When they gave me the job of this office equipment trainer, I'm like, well, how do you want me to do that? And they go, oh, we don't care. Here's the deal. We have a great sales staff. We have great equipment. We have customers that are breaking it. So fix that. So it was just up to me. So I just went out and said, okay, well, I need somebody at every location that knows how to run the equipment. So I would train the whole office and then I would find somebody and we would go through a special training and I would dub the, you are the key operator. And I had a sticker that would say the key operator of this machine is, you know, Gil Johnson. And so that way, if the thing broke, they could say, hey, Gil, this thing, you know, there's a jam in the copier and Gil could fix it. And then if there was a real problem, then Gil could call me and I could say, well, did you try this? Did you try this? So it just greatly reduced all these service calls. That's and they actually got a certificate that said, you know, the key operator is Gil Johnson. And I put that behind the copier. So it was just making sure somebody there knew, knew what the heck they were doing.
That's a great idea. I feel like that's such a great little office hack that anybody could use now.
Michael, thanks for having me on the show. And again, you can find him at solohour.com. Congratulations, it's a boy. That's right, MarkNelsonShow.com. This is a member of the School of Podcasting that has just launched his very first episode, and we thought we'd take it for a little spin.
Some key helps in your simple negotiations. Episode 1 on the Mark Nelson Show. Welcome to the show where you can always hear something to help you think and thrive. Mark Nelson here. I'm glad that you have listened in. Some subtitles for the episode could have been, look for chances to negotiate, or make your bargains even better, or why people are willing to negotiate.
And I actually went over and listened to the first episode. And what I love about it is at the beginning, you can kind of hear how Mark might be a little nervous. And by the end of it, he's giving you the story about bowling and negotiating pricing. And he's kind of warmed up. So that's the way it's just going to be. You kind of start off and you're a little nervous. And after a while, it just works. So congratulations, Mark, for your new podcast. Check it out, marknelsonshow.com. And that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting. Again, everything we're talking about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/545. Next week, assuming I can stay vertical, we will have our the episode where everyone has chimed in and said, my favorite podcast is, and I'm in the process of editing that down. Thanks to everyone who sent stuff in. That'll be next week. And then it's off to 2017. Really looking forward to that. 2016 has been a fun year. 2017, I'm sure, will not disappoint. And I want to leave off with a quote that Connie Whitesell sent in. And Connie's getting ready to launch her first podcast, so we'll hear her on a future show, which probably just made Connie wet her pants just a little bit. You know, it's weird. We work so hard on our first podcast, and then when you point an audience at it, it's like, no, don't do that yet. But realize your first podcast is always going to be something that you look back on and go, you know, I could have done that better. And there's nothing you can do about that, by the way. I look back at mine and go, could have done that a little better. But she sent over this little quote on Facebook, and it says, helping one person might not change the whole world, but it could change the world for that one person. So think about that when you're thinking about starting a podcast. Don't think about the giant number of people that are going to be listening to your show. Thinking about that one person that could really make a difference in their life. And I'm here to help you do that. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/start. Use the coupon code LISTENER when you sign up. That'll either save on a single course if you want to go that route, or if you want to join the membership, I would love to have you. Again, coupon code LISTENER, schoolofpodcasting.com/start. And I look to see you on the inside. Thanks so much for tuning in. Merry Christmas to everyone, and I will see you next week. Until then, class is dismissed.
What's up, buddy? Yeah? Did you miss me? Oh. Yeah? Did you have any parties? Have you been doing Nip, buddy? I see all these Doors CDs, Jimi Hendrix. Are you on the Nip? Yeah, I thought so, buddy.
You need some Nip? Yeah, you need a hit of Nip? Okay, I thought you did. You got a bad Nip, man. We gotta get you off the Nip. The good stuff. Yeah, you want the good stuff. Yeah, the good stuff. All right, here's the good stuff.